When Cindy Heckman was deciding on a car to buy 2 years ago, reliability was a priority. Reliability and big tires. That's what ultimately attracted her to the two-door Ford Explorer.
It looked strong. It looked dependable. And I wanted something that was going to be dependable. I wasn't sure if I was looking for practicality at that point, but I wanted a car with, I hate to say it, was the tires that attracted me first. Got good tires.
Heckman is a training consultant for a software company. She often racks up 1,000 miles a week on the road, so sturdy tires were no laughing matter. But it wasn't just the tires that wooed Heckman. It was the feeling she got when she drove her upscale truck, that she was someone important.
It definitely had an image that I think I was trying to achieve or was looking to attain at that point. And it's a sport utility, and it was very popular. I drove a little tiny Tercel, so I was kind of making that real big leap, you know, from a low-end car to something a little higher end in the Ford line.
Now, 2 years later, Heckman's sorry she anteed up the $26,000 for her truck and says it's not all it's cracked up to be. She spends about $35 a week on gas and says the fuel economy is
awful, horrible. I mean, the amount of money I spend on gas, because I travel a lot, and when I fly somewhere and I would rent a smaller car, I don't rent mid-ranges like the, like Camrys and Honda Accords and things like that. The fuel efficiency is, the difference was drastic. I spend so much money on gas in this car. It sucks. Sucks gas.
The truck craze began in the early 90s and peaked a few years later. In 1997, nearly half of the new vehicles sold were light trucks, which include sport utilities and minivans. Nearly every car line now has a sport utility offering, and automakers tout their attributes. They say they're versatile enough to transport kids or groceries, yet rugged enough to take off-road during camping trips. Though the explosive growth of trucks is expected to continue through this year, there are some warnings indicating that, within a few years, the vehicles could reach a saturation point.
I have a phone call regarding warranty service when parts will be covered.
Dealer Ken Buttman of Ypsilanti has been selling cars for 20 years at his mid-sized dealership. Okay. He says the light truck market is finally showing some signs of slowing down.
I think, you know, it's not what it was 2 and 3 and 4 years ago. I think that the demand and supply are kind of evening up now. Whereas a couple years ago, we couldn't keep these vehicles in stock. Now we have stock of the units. There's plenty of them on the road.
Because of the growing supply of trucks, Buttman says he wouldn't be surprised to see auto companies offering incentives to consumers further down the road.
I would say that if history repeats itself, that when the manufacturer sees the numbers growing in inventories and they're not selling, then of course they're going to put something on them to make them go away. They want to keep selling new cars and trucks.
Environmentalists are hoping that sales are declining because of concerns about pollution. Dan Becker is with the Sierra Club. He says that trucks guzzle far more gas than cars and emit nearly twice the amount of carbon dioxide. Becker's group is waging a major campaign to make the public more aware of these environmental problems.
We hope that we can connect with the American people that they should buy the cleanest vehicle and the most efficient vehicle that they can that suits their needs. We're not telling people who have a family of eight to buy a Metro, but we are urging people to think about what their needs are and to not buy a vehicle that guzzles more gas or pollutes more than is necessary.
Becker says that once Americans realize the pollution that light trucks cause, they'll think twice about buying them. But automotive forecasters aren't so sure. David Cole is director of the University of Michigan's Office for the Study of Automotive Transportation. He says Americans place more importance on economics than the environment when deciding what car to buy.
I think there really is a minority of individuals that are thinking of purely environmental reasons in terms of their vehicle purchases versus the average American. And when you see weakness in small cars and great strength in trucks and sport utility vehicles, it tells you that how the American consumer is voting today.
And Cole says they'll continue to vote for light trucks as long as fuel prices are at an all-time low. While light truck sales may go down somewhat, he thinks they'll remain hot sellers for the next 10 years. And on a national level, the numbers back that up. According to Ward's Automotive, sales of light trucks have increased each year since 1991. For the first half of this year, they're up 9% over the same period last year. But for customer Cindy Heckman, the decision is clear. She's anxious to ditch her Ford Explorer for a less thirsty vehicle, a Mercury Cougar.
It's a more fuel-efficient car. It drives so much better and so much smoother. I'm not wasting gas. It's not that small that I'm going to feel overpowered by the other cars on the road, but it's not that big that I'm going to feel like a threat.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Julie Edelson-Halpert in Ann Arbor, Michigan.